Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone likes a good plot twist. Secret family members, hidden villains, secret family members who are villains. Anything that shifts the narrative in a direction that you didn't expect to is generally a source of pleasant surprise. But some twists decide to be significantly less pleasant and get away wilder than most others. In fact, some get away wilder than you really want them to, coming out with all sorts of gross or disturbing revelations exactly when you least expect it. And while some of these reveals can prove thoroughly unpleasant to see, especially if it's a grim reveal at the end of a game, they're also brilliant, because they're always the absolute last thing you'd expect to happen. Sure, they might provide you a unique source of horror for years to come, but you can never say it was a boring experience. Between surprise serial killers, accidental child murder, and a spot of clay-based identity theft, some games provide twists that you'll simply never forget, whether you like it or not. And depending on how hype you are for the tragic or gruesome moments, you might just fall into the second category. I am the equally disturbing Kirsten from What Culture Gaming, and these are 10 disturbing video game twists that came out of nowhere. Number 10, you're in a simulation, Harvester. The twist that a character has been dreaming the whole time is one of the most cliched plot twists in narrative history, to the point that it's likely considered a bit much, even by children who are just learning to write. However, Harvester is so damn weird that it manages to make what should have been a very dull reveal incredibly, incredibly wild. After joining a cult, watching some children eat their mother, and several other unnerving events, it's revealed that none of this actually happened in real life, and that you are instead stuck inside a high-tech VR simulator. This actually ends up creating an even more tense scenario, as you're then told the purpose of this VR test was to try and turn you into a serial killer. Before you can come to terms with this, you're given the choice to either kill your romantic interest, which will also kill her in real life, but should allow you to go free, or to live out the rest of your days with her in the simulation, knowing the world that you inhabit is fake. Let's just say it's not a game that's wise to play before you put on your own VR headset. Number 9, Joker was Clayface, Batman Arkham City. With Arkham City featuring a version of the Joker who was still truly messed up from doing the super steroid titan at the end of the first game, a fight with him seemed well and truly off the table. After all, for most of the plot of Arkham City, he's less a legitimately intimidating figure and more a campaign to teach gamers about the danger of drug use. But in the final fight, it's revealed that the Alabaster Jester prepared a special surprise in the form of a doppelganger replacing him. Said doppelganger is none other than Clayface, who's used his shape-shifting powers to disguise himself as your favourite clown enemy for most of the game. Though some clever gamers might have used their detective vision earlier on in the game to work this out, because the Clay Joker doesn't have bones, many fans only found this out when Clayface revealed his true form to fight them. Number 8, Klonoa is from a different reality, Klonoa. Given that Klonoa is a game intended for kids, you'd naturally assume that any plot twist within it is entirely wholesome, maybe something to do with friendship or sharing or something. In actuality, it's way more brutal than that, as at the end of the game, your longtime compadre Hupo reveals that you don't belong to the reality you have just saved. As he says, they just happen to need a hero, and thus summoned you to conveniently save the day. Which sounds fine until it's revealed that Hupo also gave you a bunch of fake memories with fake people to convince you to help them out, meaning the majority of your life as you remember it is a lie, and that when you are sent back to your own reality, you weep at the pain that nobody will be waiting for you. And there is no upside to all of this, so enjoy your final cutscene, which is almost entirely a weeping anthropomorphic rabbit. Number 7, the Dredge are fleeing, the Banner Saga 3. As you are hunted by the evil armor-clad Dredge for the entire of the Banner Saga, you build up some lingering resentment about them over time. After all, it appears as though you could have had a pretty damn peaceful existence without them suddenly rocking up and bringing a scourge upon the land, so you consider them uncool at best. But as the series goes on, it becomes more and more clear that as much as the Dredge are a threat, it's only because they are dealing with a threat of their own. Because an evil force known as the Darkness has taken over the Dredge's homeland, and thus the only reason they are really fighting you is because you're what stands in between the Darkness and safety. Number 6, you've been killing your own team, Oblivion. Joining the Dark Brotherhood in Oblivion is pretty much the coolest thing ever. You get a sweet secret base, you become BFFs with a vampire, and you get to do a bunch of missions where a mummified corpse tells you to murder people. Or at least you think the Night Mother is giving you your orders, because when an undead godlike creature with a cult behind her appears to have told you to do something, you tend to not ask questions. But as it turns out, the Dark Brotherhood questline has you unknowingly kill your fellow members, as someone has been replacing the notes telling you who to kill with their own. Though your superior Lucian Lachance is suspected and killed by the Dark Brotherhood, it's actually one of the guild's leaders, Matthew Bellamont, who's responsible. And so suddenly your goal goes from casually killing unfortunate fools to taking down a corrupt assassin who has been misusing his authoritative position. Although this does at least net you a promotion. Number 5, you've been killing children. Nier. When you defeat any of the many shades you fight during the game's duration, you may notice one really weird thing. Their item drops are really, really unusual. Because the shades drop colouring books, school books, and the bags these books were kept in, when it's finally revealed in the plot that the shades were all once human, you're then also forced to confront that, yes, all of the ones that dropped these items were definitely children. And yes, that does mean you've been killing a bunch of toddlers this whole time. Though there are many other surprising twists and turns in the Nier series, your secret infanticide is one that is never explicitly stated, and yet will still haunt you forever. Number 4, you're living with cannibals. Telltale's The Walking Dead. When you reach the lush green landscape of St. John's Dairy Farm, everything feels just a little more relaxed. You're still in a zombie apocalypse, sure, but you're miles away from the built-up zombie-infested towns and you're in the company of a family of wholesome farming country folk. In fact, they're so wholesome that when your friend Mark takes ill, they'll pop him into bed with no further questions asked. Or rather, that's what they tell you, but when you get there, Mark is nowhere to be found. Because Mark is actually hidden away in a secret room, sans his legs, which have been carved up into a hearty meal that everyone is about to enjoy downstairs. As such, you realise that the family didn't take you out of the goodness of their hearts, but rather because they considered you and your group a walking buffet. Number 3, Caroline is in GLaDOS, Portal 2. As the cold and hilariously cruel antagonist of the first Portal game, GLaDOS was the perfect incarnation of just how callous a fully sentient AI could be. And then the sequel came around and revealed that the hider of cake and bringer of puzzles wasn't as robotic as we might have thought, because Caroline, who was the secretary of the company that made GLaDOS, had her consciousness placed inside the insane machine, functioning as a way to slightly control her murderous impulses. Now, while it isn't made clear if this act physically harms Caroline or merely copies her consciousness, unused audio clips have her tell Cave Johnson that she doesn't want to be part of the AI, which means that either way, the whole thing is still incredibly creepy. Number 2, you are the worst, The Witch's House. Various films, books, and games have used the plot twist of the protagonist turning out to be the villain. It's a trope that can go one of two ways, feeling either incredibly satisfying or like a wet slap in the face. Mercifully, The Witch's House manages to be in the first category, as its endgame reveals it's pretty damn intense. After playing the whole time as Viola, getting the true ending reveals that while you are controlling her body, you aren't controlling her mind, because Viola swapped bodies with the ill witch Ellen under the guise it would be for a day, only for the witch to decide to keep Viola's body forever. As such, she mutilates her own body before the pair swap, gouging out her eyes and cutting off her legs to prevent Viola from being able to give chase. She also convinces Viola to drink a medicine to help with the pain, only to reveal that this instead burnt out her vocal cords. As such, when Viola pursues Ellen at the end of the game, it's the innocent girl's own father who shoots her, not knowing that the pair have swapped. In short, it's basically Freaky Friday, with a pinch more violent trauma. Number 1, the surprise suicide? Super Fire Pro Wrestling Special. Suda51 is a man now renowned for making weird games with even weirder plots. And it didn't take all that long for him to build this rep. Suda's first game, given the surprisingly boring name of the Super Fire Pro Wrestling Special, was totally hogwild. Although you're the hero of the story and beat your way through a series of carefully changed famous WWE wrestlers, it's repeatedly shown as basically not worth it. Because everyone you love leaves over the course of the game. You accidentally kill your best friend, your coach is killed by a rival wrestler, and just as the cherry on top, your girlfriend leaves just before your final match. After beating your final opponent, you might be hoping for a turnaround, but we sure hope you weren't, as you're then told the cheerful news that your character killed himself 3 days after being crowned world champion. And the worst part? This means that the last man you ever fought against is named Dick Slender.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.